You can be visible or you can allow yourself to be seen. In this episode, I jam with international coach and spitfire, Alexandra Cavucci. Tune in and learn why you need to drop the habit of adding and start letting go. The difference between being visible and allowing yourself to be seen, and how to come out of hiding so you can take a massive stand for your mission as a leader. Alexandra Cavucci helps visionaries, transformational leaders, and coaches expand beyond their limitations and lead with mastery in their business and being. She works mainly with high-achieving women who are experts at what they do, become experts at who they are, so they can expand their income, impact, and intimacy with self and others. She helps leaders change their intellectual, emotional, and actionable strategies from the inside out so they can begin seeing massive results in their lives. Today's episode is sponsored by my advanced digital training, Unleashed and Unapologetic, How to Become a Thought Leader and Build a Cult Following. If you know you're here to lead a message, if you have a purpose and you're looking to create more visibility for yourself, your message, and what you stand for, I highly recommend that you enroll for the UNU training at rubyfremont.com/unleashed. Now it's time to learn more about visibility with Alexandra Cavucci. Welcome to today's Thought Leader, where I'm challenging you to rise up, speak up, and create a movement. I'm your host, Ruby Fremont, and I'm here as a catalyst for you, the new generation of thought leaders. I'm a kick-ass life coach, a bullshit detector, and courageous communicator. I'll show you how to gain visibility, build a cult following, and create impact while increasing your income. Join me every week as I dive into raw and real conversations that will help you amplify your presence, influence, and impact. It's time to unapologetically do what you're here to do and do it your way. So get ready, thought leaders, and let's make shit happen. Hey, thought leaders, I'm back with a very special guest, someone I have been excited all week to record with. I've been excited ever since she booked this in. And we connected in person for the first time at my event a year ago. And like from that point to today, I have witnessed you like, I don't even know what to call this, just like a fucking fire just coming out and penetrating the souls of anyone who reads your posts or watches your videos. Like there's just been such a massive activation and ignition within you. So I am excited to introduce Alexandra Cavucci to my audience today. Alexandra, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so pumped to be here. And I think I was equally as excited when you reached out to me to sign up for one of these. So I'm excited for this conversation. Love what you do. Have been a big fan for a long time.
Oh, thank you. It was really crazy because when I met you in person, I was like, oh, look at her. She's so tiny. And then I got to know you and I was like, holy shit, she is mighty. She's like one of those tiny but mighty, like little firecrackers that, I mean, when we first connected, to be honest with you, I didn't see as much of that fire. Like I felt like there was the desire and there was a deep sense of passion, but the fire I feel started like coming out of you after. And, I don't know. It's something that we don't see often in the online entrepreneurial space, especially with coaches that are actually fired up and really passionate and also like stand firmly in integrity.
That's a really big thing. Yeah, that's a really big, I think that was one of my biggest disappointments in really diving into the coaching community. You know, I remember when I first realized, I coached for many years, but I remember when I first realized like I could get paid for it. I dove in head first, right? And through that journey years ago, one of the biggest things for me was really kind of seeing what felt out of integrity, what felt in integrity, where I was really disappointed. And so I do my best to stay, you know, within my value system of integrity. Mm-hmm. And that's, as you know, that's like a constant self-awareness and, you know, what is this process for me? So yeah, I'm glad you said that. You're incredible at that.
Thank you.
Yeah. And it's a really, really, really important thing for the industry, I believe.
Yeah. I mean, integrity is, I think it's what sets people apart. Mm. It's also, and I know this is true for you, but integrity is my number one value. And so for me not to show up in it with integrity goes against everything that my soul wants and needs, right? And integrity also helps create that connection to our audiences and our dream clients, because I'm pretty certain you wouldn't want to work with clients who are not in integrity. And I don't want to work with clients who aren't in integrity. So the way that we filter that out is by showing up in integrity.
Totally.
Yeah. So am I crazy, or have you amplified or radically boosted your visibility over the last year?
Yeah. You know, I think I have. It's funny that you say I'm small but mighty. I always say events are really where we get to see how tall people really are. Right.
Yes.
Cause everybody that meets me is like, whoa, I thought you were so much taller. I'm 5'2" for anyone listening or watching. Yeah.
And I'm 5'9".
Right. I was like, oh, yeah, hi. You know, the last year for me was really transformational in my personal life, which, as you know, is connected to your business life, is connected to your coaching life, is connected to everything's kind of interconnected with each other, right? And it was really in the last year, I think probably a month after I left your event, things really started shifting in the sense of I was taking a look at some things personally, like my relationship, right? I really started questioning, is this the right path for me? I really started looking at what do I really, really want? And what am I really willing to do to move in that direction? And then, you know, that led to, well, what's standing in the way now, both within myself and also within my life. Mm. And then I started really deepening into what containers am I living in that don't feel like mine? And the result of that, the power that you've kind of seen me step into was actually a result of what seemingly looked like destruction in my relationship, right? So I ended a 7-year relationship in the last 6 months, and an engagement. And that took many months to kind of come to that decision. Mm-hmm. And it was really a powerful moment of looking at myself and looking at what I want and where am I going all in and whose ocean am I swimming in and is it my own and is it not? And that resulted in, you know, the transition out of this relationship, but almost a renewal and rebirth in my relationship with myself and what I'm bringing forth. And so all of that kind of transpired over the last year, and it's just been, a doozy, you know, it's been a doozy of growth. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so interesting that you share that, you know, there on the outside, there's this, all this growth, but behind the scenes, it's like this destruction. And I don't know. I feel that so often that's the case. Mm-hmm. We let go of something, or we let go of people. We let go of experiences. We let go of circumstances, whatever it is, our bullshit, our garbage, whatever it is, we let go of things. And we all of a sudden find ourselves feeling a lightness that we didn't connect to before, which allows us to then shift or evolve into more of who we're here to be.
Totally.
You know, and this isn't to say anything bad about your ex, because that relationship served a powerful purpose.
Absolutely.
This is more so like you having the courage to say, hey, at one point this was right, and now it's just no longer fitting. And then to see what emerge from that experience, like in you, wow.
Yeah, you know, I think one of the realizations I had this year was, first of all, I love that you spoke to letting go of things, because I think so many people want to add, right? They want to add more money and add more influence and add more likes and add more followers and add more programs and add, when so much of our growth comes from subtraction, from seeming destruction, right? And one of the things I really realized for myself this year was that when we do let go, mm-hmm. there comes this, when we let go of certain things to certain extents, there comes this grief. And I found that when I was facing that grief, I had to really face myself, right? Like, it was stripping away everything. And I had to look at what's left and what do I want to build on, right? And that leaves space for rebirth. That leaves space for really reinventing yourself. And it's scary as fuck. Yeah, right?
Super scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's super scary to come face to face with that opportunity to reinvent yourself. Or, you know, even I like to look at it as an opportunity to rediscover yourself.
Absolutely.
So many people, this is like really rediscovering yourself for the first time in like 20, 30, 40 years, because you haven't been yourself since, you know, you were a child and you were slapped all these programs and beliefs upon you. And now we're adults and we're like learning to unlearn and shedding and releasing. And it's, yeah, it's just crazy. And I agree. I think that our society is obsessed with adding, when really this is about releasing and this is about letting go, so that you can then discover more of who you are. Because when we add things, I feel like that just creates more walls and separation between who we actually are at the core of our being.
Totally. Totally. And it's also easy to hide behind what we add, right? When like stripping it away, you have to see yourself.
Yeah.
There's no other option besides seeing yourself, because you're not focused on everything external. You're stripping things away. And then what's left is looking in the proverbial mirror, right? Or the actual mirror, right? And that's really where this like powerful, it's like it starts as a slow hum, right? It's like grief and destruction and slow hum. And then it's like this resonant part of your being that just comes out again. And it's powerful.
Yeah. Well, to you, it felt like a slow hum, right? But on the outside, it doesn't look like that at all.
Right. Right.
Which is crazy. And, and I share that intentionally for our listeners.
Thank you. Yeah.
Like,
thank you.
Because like maybe you're going through, those of you who are listening, you're going through like a slow hum moment and you're like, oh, I've just been through this grief and this turmoil and just destruction. It's just this slow churning motion, but yet you are making strides.
That's a great point. I had a friend say to me this morning, actually, she said, Alex, your growth on the outside is so exponential. And you sometimes say things that make it sound like you don't even realize how much you've grown, you know? And I kind of had to think for a second, like, whoa, yeah, these are all the things that are different from a year ago, even in the way that I approach things or process things or talk about things. And it's easy to not notice how much momentum we're gaining.
Right.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Just like what I was sharing about your visibility, you know, like just seeing how visible you are and the way in which you're showing up for yourself, but also for your audience, for your online community. It's really big. And I know personally how much dedication that takes. It's a lot of fucking work.
Yeah. Thank you.
To show up online all the fucking time. And yet, for everyone in, you know, my audience is a lot of people aspiring thought leaders. Like, if you want to really be seen as an expert in your industry, as a thought leader, if you want to share your message and your mission with the world and get more people involved, then visibility has to happen. Like, you have to fucking show up. And I've just been seeing you do that. And you have this, I want you to talk a bit about visibility and being seen.
Yeah. So it's interesting to me that you've seen my visibility expand, right? Because I thought about a year ago, I was actually more technically visible. I was doing a lot more lives and I was doing a lot more appearances here and there and whatever. And I noticed that in the last year, what I did was I stepped back a little bit on dumping visibility, and I started just really letting myself be seen. In other words, I started letting people in, right? Like, I'm in pain and this is what I'm learning, or I'm afraid and this is why, or I'm leaving a relationship and this is called courage, right? And we're doing it in a place of love. And I started, the difference to me between being visible and being seen is really a matter of depth, right? I think a lot of people can be visible. They can put stuff up, quotes, this, that, like their name can ping Instagram multiple times. But being seen requires letting people in, mm-hmm. right? It requires coming out of hiding on some level to yourself, to others. It requires sharing the dark and the light. It requires bringing to the light what you do in the dark, right? Yeah. And that's really, really, that's an edge for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And it's really bringing this depth of, well, what masks am I presenting and how can I take them off? Mm-hmm. Right? And right, being really transparent, leading from there, and also accepting yourself in that, mm-hmm. right? Looking at why you're sharing what you're sharing and the motives, and is it coming from a need for approval? Because you can be visible all damn day.
And super fucking needy.
And super fucking needy and need so much approval and, you know, like, so whatever. And maybe behind the scenes, you don't feel like that at all. Or, you know, you feel ashamed of yourself, or you're not really looking at what's going on emotionally or on a energetic level. And so I think being seen is really a deep level of self-acceptance, mm-hmm. and then sharing that with the world.
Yeah. And I love that you reframed it like that. And I also see that it's in you choosing to show up in the way that you have been showing up over the past year, and really allowing yourself to be seen. What you were also doing was letting these pieces of your life be seen that could really be beneficial to your audience. Mm-hmm. And that's a major, major difference that I want to highlight, right? Because again, you can be visible and you can be needy at the same time. You can
absolutely
be validation.
Absolutely.
And with transparency, like I always say, like, people are probably only seeing like 15% of my life, because so much of my life happens behind, like,
totally,
like away from the screen, right? We still totally see everything, but at the same time, like, 85% of our life is still happening that we don't have recorded anywhere.
Totally.
So we get to choose as leaders, we get to choose what we put out there, and we could just do that from a place of like ultimate divine responsibility of, is me sharing this going to be, is going to empower my audience? Mm-hmm. Is this going to benefit them in some way, shape or form? Or am I just doing this for self-serving purposes?
Right. Right. Cause I think you can share, you know, my relationship is ending from a place of give me attention.
Right.
Or I think you can share it from a place of, I want you to feel connected to me, cause that's going to help you. Right. Yeah. And that's a totally different energy. And that requires seeing yourself. Why am I doing what I'm doing? And how do I feel right now? And, you know, what am I hiding behind? And what needs aren't met?
Well, it's because you're letting them into your process.
Like, absolutely.
It's so much more than just saying, my relationship is ending, sad emoji face, or crying emoji face,
right,
or like sad gif. I don't know. And then versus like my relationship.
That would have been a weird fucking pose.
Yeah. Right. But people do it. Right. Or like, my relationship is ending and here's what I'm feeling. Here's what I've learned, or here's what I'm doing, and here's what I'm stepping into, and here's what I'm letting go of, and here's what I'm having a hard time with. Like, that shit is insightful. That shit creates connection with the audience because it's relatable and it's insightful. It's like people will pick up nuggets of wisdom from what you are sharing, and that's what makes it empowering to your audience. Because you don't just want to emotionally and vomit.
Right, right. It also lets people know that they're not fucking broken, because I think the self-help industry has sometimes an undertone of, you know, do these things and everything will be great.
Right, let's just call it as it is. The self-development industry likes to make people feel like they're broken.
Absolutely, right? And so sharing our process is like, hey, you're not fucking broken, I'm not fucking broken, and we get to improve ourselves if we want. And we get to learn shit, and we get to have a good time, and we get to, you know, step into our power, right? Yeah. It's a both and conversation, mm-hmm. where it's been an and or conversation for so long, you know?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
So with the idea of being seen, I'm sure that there's a lot of our listeners who are like, oh, but that still scares me.
It still scares me too. I'm with you. Don't worry about it.
Can we just make that clear? Like, it's still scary yeah. to all of us. But, like, really, can you remember, like, what did it actually take for you to make that decision to show up in this way for yourself and for your audience and for your mission?
That's a great question. I like to say sometimes that before I was an expert at coaching, I was an expert at hiding, right? You know, I was in the closet sexually for a lot of years. I had disordered eating that I was really, really, really hiding. So in order to really let myself be seen, one of the things I had to look at first was, how am I an expert at hiding? And this is something that I still do. I still hide. It's still my comfort zone. And I still ask myself often, what am I hiding behind? Am I hiding behind anything this week? Is there any place that I'm putting up a mask or trying to look a little better or trying to this or trying to that? So part of the process for me to deepening my level at which I was letting myself be seen was, number one, looking at where I was hiding, right? Really looking at, what tools do I use to hide? What tools do I use to protect myself? Because hiding is really just protecting ourselves, right? Then the next phase of that is kind of looking at, what do I feel like I have to protect, mm-hmm. right? Like, we're not protecting something for no reason. Like, what do I have to protect? And then the deeper phase of that is really, what do I need to accept? Mm-hmm. You know, if I feel like I need to protect it, maybe I haven't accepted it, or I haven't looked at it, or I haven't explored it, right? And a lot of this stuff really happens in our patterns and our behaviors that are attached to our beliefs and our emotions. And so my process of letting myself be seen, it doesn't have to take a long time, right? It doesn't have to be this 5-year process of, you know, discovering the blah, blah, blah. For me, it took a long time because I kept going back into hiding, and I kept going back into hiding on a deeper level, like hiding my sexuality, hiding my relationships. I was the mistress a few times, hiding behind an eating disorder. So I had really, really massive pockets of my life that were hidden. Mm-hmm. And once I came out to myself and I got honest with myself, I think being honest is really, really important. About why I was hiding, what I was protecting, what I wasn't accepting, that kind of allowed me to then say, is it worth it for me to keep hiding? You know, a lot of our pain, a lot of pain can come from hiding. We lack connection. We lack growth. Mm-hmm. We kind of just stay in a container and that we create. And so for me, it was a process. And it's still a process every day. And I think it's a process of really looking at yourself, knowing where you're hiding, what are you trying to protect, what are you not accepting, and what do you want to do with it now, mm. right? Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, it was also, what's my vision and who do I want to be? And is this going to work for that, mm-hmm. right? So that was kind of, that's kind of like a bird's eye view of right. of my process of how I kind of first came out of hiding, mm-hmm. and then how I continually do that day to day.
Yeah.
And thus let myself be seen and step into that leadership, that impact, and connect with my tribe on a deeper level.
Mm-hmm. Which is so, so helpful to our listeners, right? Because I think the majority of leaders share this same story, is that like some point we were all hiding, like at mm-hmm. some point in our life, we were all hiding. We always felt like we were called to do more, to be more, but we were totally. Hiding. And so we all go through this process of like coming out of our hiding, of coming into our own, of really totally. Discovering who we are and presenting that to the world, as opposed to the millions of masks that we've been trying on over the past few years. You know, like it's like, okay, now I get to not wear a mask.
Right.
Wow. What is that going to look like?
Right.
We don't know until we fucking do it.
Right. And ironically, the process of getting to that, like, powerful conscious leadership is, and like coming out of hiding, and is the process of being okay with the fact that you are, being uncomfortable and letting yourself be messy, right? Like it looks messy before it feels good. Mm-hmm. A lot of the time. It doesn't have to, but a lot of the time it's like learning to walk again. It's like hatching, you know, it's like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah. It's like we're walking on Bambi's legs and we're right. like, yeah, falling all over the place. I feel that. Right. And so I, you know, I went through that and I still go through that. You know, mm-hmm. I still feel like Bambi at times and I still feel like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And I still right. feel like, oh my God, is this too much? And oh my God, is this really me? And it's just this really deep process of getting to know who we are. And as we get to know more of who we are, we show that, you know, the more I get to know of who I am, the more I start, like, I'll show that, I'll be like, oh, I just discovered this piece of myself. Let me present this to the world and see how it feels. Like, it's like
absolutely
putting on a piece of clothing and being like, how does this fit?
Right.
You're not going to know until right. you fucking try it on.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's an evolution, right? Like as we grow, our limitations are going to reappear and our stories are going to pop up again. And it's not like a getting there moment where you're like, I don't need to hide anymore. You know, it's like a, I'm doing that thing again where I want to hide this thing. Mm-hmm. Should I bring some air into the room? Should I bring some light to it? You know?
Right.
And that's, yeah, that's evolution. Mm-hmm. And it's, I think when we really harness the fact that that's part of it, mm-hmm. we can stop trying to fix so that we can go do the thing, right? Like we can stop trying to fix this shit. Mm-hmm. We spend time trying to fix, like, I just need to fix my procrastination and my this and my that. And I just need to fix it all. And then I'm just going to take off. Right.
Right.
Where really it's like, I'm just going to accept that I do all of this shit. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see if it's useful or not. I'm going to stumble along the way. I'm going to take action. Let myself be seen. I'm going to try that. You know, that's when we really create massive momentum, when we just accept the fact that we're all a little fucked up and we're doing our best. You know?
Yeah. I love that you said that. Self-acceptance is really, you know, acceptance is the first step to everything. We need to accept where we're at.
Totally.
And so this isn't about fixing. This isn't about fixing right. the fact that you like to hide. This isn't about fixing all the different reasons why you hide.
Totally.
It's about uncovering what all of that is, like being aware of it. Mm-hmm. And then accepting it so that you can then move forward from that space, because we do ruminate on fixing. We ruminate on that stage of fixing and we get obsessed with it. And that in itself, it's like, I'm trying to fix my procrastination. It's like, no, you're actually procrastinating.
Right. Right. Yeah. We do this funny thing. Like our brains do this thing where they also tell us that if we accept where we are, we're never going to move. Mm-hmm. Right? It's like our brains are like, oh, if I accept my procrastination, I'm going to procrastinate forever.
Right.
Whereas in reality, if you accept it, now you can look for a solution, or now you can see what would work better, or now you can see, why am I doing this and what do I need to address?
Exactly.
Right? But that comes first with acceptance, like you said.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'll share a little client story here. I had a client who battled bulimia for 16 years and she had tried everything, therapy, coaches, whatever, started working with me and we really started working at, well, what are the reasons that this is happening? And then I also noticed a pattern. She's not really accepting this. Like she wasn't accepting her body as it was. She wasn't accepting mm-hmm. how she looked. Mm-hmm. She was very much like, I need to look like this and always thinking about that. When we got her to a place of really accepting who she was and how she looked, she ended her like 16-year battle with bulimia.
That's incredible.
Super happy with her body and eats, like now works in nutrition. And I mean, it's such a powerful piece that not enough people are grasping. Because mm-hmm. everyone, again, is like so quick to go on to the next thing. Like everyone's in this go, go, go mentality. It's like, no, just be with this. Like really accept this. Like see, right. remove the blinders, see what's actually going on. And then
and practice it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's like, it's so easy to be like, okay, self-acceptance, I accept myself. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then not actually practice it.
Right.
Right. And not actually say, you know, like this applies to everything too. Like, are you okay with where you are financially? If it was to never again change, mm-hmm. could you be okay with that? Mm-hmm. Right. And then notice what comes up in you. Is it a fight? Is it like, no, I don't want to stay here. Right. It's, you don't have to stay there, but can you accept it? right? For now, for where you are now. And with body, with relationship, everything, it's like, until we practice it,
right?
You know it and then embody it. It's just lip service.
Yep. And that is what differentiates those who are here to lead from those who just aren't, right?
Right.
Like, leaders really, really embody what they're speaking and preaching. And it's so much more than just like doing it. It's about being it. And so by accepting where we're at and showing up where we're at and showing up in that also like in a humble way for the work that we're here to do, in integrity, like this is what creates a real leader today, because this is what our society as a whole is craving. You know, they've had enough fake ass bullshit. Like they want real, they want something that they can connect with. They want to see real people as leaders, which is why, you know, sure you were probably doing like a ton more videos before, but the reason why your videos are resonating on a deeper level is because you're really speaking to your audience, like people who you weeded out the ones who just aren't meant to be in your circle.
Right.
And then people who resonate with your messaging, like me, it's like, I can watch it and I can be like, oh yeah, this is good. Like this resonates. I can connect with this.
Yeah.
And I share that really for our listeners. Like it's not about the amount of times you go live or the amount of posts that you share. It's the potency of the post.
Right? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like, what are you delivering and how are you delivering it and how are you showing up in it?
Right. And are you putting yourself in it or are you presenting it so that you have a sense of self?
Yeah.
Right. Cause those are totally different. Mm-hmm. And the more you put yourself in it and kind of dip your toe in that water, it's also, as I was listening to you talk, I was realizing too, it's also leadership in the way that we're talking about leadership gives more permission, gives permission to a wider group of people, right? Because there are a lot of people who may look at inauthentic leadership and be like, oh, I can't make that much money, or I can't do that because I'm not like that, right? Because I'm not that kind of person. I'm not as driven as that. I'm not as this. I'm not as that. When we can see how human we all are, possibility widens to everybody.
Definitely.
Right? And that's so important, because until we believe something's possible, we're not going to try it. Mm. Right? Like, I'm not going to jump off the roof thinking I can fly because I don't think it's possible. Right? But I'll go after my vision because someone I resonated with made it possible. Yeah. Someone that I can identify with made it possible. Yeah. You know, and that's what we get to do for our family, our tribe, you know?
Yeah. I love that. I love that. We are nearing the end of this episode. Can you believe it? Time just
flies. Okay, I know. We just got on 5 minutes ago.
We're in a time warp. yeah. Wow. Do you have any final thoughts that you want to leave our audience with?
Yeah, I think one final thought that's really, really important is that we can only really impact the lives of others on the level at which we're willing to see ourselves and let ourselves be seen. Mm. We can really reach others at a depth when we are willing to wade in those waters. Mm. And it's worth it.
Mm. Love that. So for our audience who wants more of you, why don't you tell them how they can stalk you online, and I'll be sure to drop those links in the show notes.
Awesome. Yeah. Find me over at Instagram at Alexandra Cavucci. We will put it in the notes, spell it. It's hard spelling. And Facebook, come friend me, follow my business page, but come friend me as well. And we'll jam. And if you want to reach out privately with a question or whatever, I'm always happy to hear from you.
Mm. Awesome. Thank you so much for just joining me on this episode and for jamming with me. I love this. I cannot wait for this episode to air. I think it's going to
me too.
Help so many people. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Ruby, for having me.
Yeah. And to our listeners, thank you so much for joining us on today's Thought Leader, where I'm challenging you to rise up, speak up, and create a movement. If you dig this episode, please share it with a friend. Hit like, hit subscribe and make sure you drop a rating and review on iTunes. And if you have any questions for myself or for Alexandra, please reach out to us on social media. We're friendly. We don't bite. Our, our links will be in the show notes. Just reach out, say hi, say what's up, and let us know what you thought about this episode. And I will see you back here on Thursday for a brand new episode of Today's Thought Leader.